guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. We're going to do another Joker's Wild because I'm getting lots of advice questions. And right now, all the news seems to be focused on the bug and on finance. And I don't really feel like putting more of that stuff out there because, well, it's kind of already out there by dozens and dozens and hundreds of times. So no use beating a dead horse at this point. And because of that, there's also not a lot of new interesting topics to talk about. So rather than just throw something up against the wall for the sake of doing a video to do a video, I thought I'd take some time and do a few more advice reads because you guys seem to enjoy it. And maybe it'll actually do some good for some of you that have some issues. So the next one I've got tonight is from, I'll just use his first initial, J. I guess I'll call him Jay then. And he says, hey, Joker, really enjoying your videos. Now it's time for me to be your millionth advice-based email, I'm sure. You see, I've got a birthday coming up. It's my 35th here in April. I've had minimal luck with the ladies, and I'm fairly okay with that. The problem I'm having, though, is that biologically I still desire what I haven't had. Well, speaking like that, I guess you're talking about getting lucky with a lady. So 35 and haven't had that yet. He says, I fill that void with adult videos as many men have before me. I see all those other men, though, in better shape than I am or better off or whatever metric you want to apply, turning away from women entirely. Okay, so let's stop here and address this, though. So first, you haven't been lucky with a lady yet. And so you enjoy the adult stuff on the web, as many men have before you. Guess what? I have had lots of luck with ladies, and I still enjoy the online material simply because I do not have a relationship, nor am I currently wanting to be in one. And as such, you know, we got to do what we got to do to find our entertainment. You know, it's very much, I don't think women understand that it's kind of a, it's very much a drive. I tried to explain it to one woman once, and I said it's like being hungry and there's a cheese pizza. You guys don't like me using cheese pizza. I forgot someone mentioned that's for pedos. Okay, it's like being very hungry and there's a cheeseburger and fries on the counter, and you haven't eaten in 3 days. And it's all you can think about, even if you're on a diet. Your mind keeps wandering back to wanting that cheeseburger. Well, but you can't have it. Or you don't have the ability to get it. But you find it's going to be on your mind an awful lot. That's going to happen. That's what happens to guys. But you have to use reason and logic and your upper brain functions to overcome that. Now, granted, to at least get the post-nut clarity, as they say, you can use different forms to find your entertainment. Okay. Next, you say here, I see all these other men, though, in better shape or better whatever metric you want to apply, turning away from women entirely. You can be in good shape and have girlfriends. You can be in poor shape and have girlfriends. You can be rich. You can be poor. That really doesn't matter. I mean, if you look at some of these guys that are on the West Coast right now, having multiple guys with one girl being in that type of a relationship, none of them are very good shape or very attractive. But they have women. So if you're looking at just that metric, that's not the way I'd look at it. What you may be seeing is guys that I'd say have had the opportunity to be with either some, many, lots, or a few women walking away because they found that the benefits are not worth the costs in many ways. So so try to look at it as instead of it's a guy that's in better shape or he's better off. It doesn't matter. As a guy, you do have the opportunity to be able to be with a woman, but your choices may have to go pretty low, lower than maybe you'd like to entertain. He says, I'm becoming inconvenienced with the old fear of missing out, which can be channeled in a superficial way to self-improvement, butting up against the eventuality that most men are not happy and end up alone anyways. All right, well, first of all, it can be channeled in a superficial way for self-improvement, but don't look at it as being superficial. Look at it as wanting self-improvement. You know, I work out. I don't go to a gym right now because all of them are closed. But I about 10 times a day, I stop what I'm doing and I crank out 30 push-ups and I crank out 30 sit-ups. That's even why I'm working on the bus. I just sit on my bus floor, crank out 30 push-ups, 30 sit-ups. It takes about a minute. And then about a minute, 2 seconds each, a minute, 2 minutes, whatever. And then I go on, keep working. And I do that about 10 times a day because it just keeps my muscles, the blood flowing in them. It keeps them stressed out a little bit through the day. And then in the evening, I do an high intermittent, HIIT workout, which is the high interval intermittent training or something like that. I don't even know what they call it anymore. I just know it's HIIT training, and you can look that up. But that's about keeping your heart rate up and doing burst of energy. So what I do is I'll do a bunch of shoulder exercises, back exercises, leg exercises, sit-ups. I throw it all into a 15 or 20 minute workout, and then I go for a run. And instead of being done, the run's only like maybe a mile. But after the run, I come back and I crank out another set up because of the exercises, because I've given my shoulders and my abs and my upper body time to rest while I run. And then when I come back, my legs are, you know, a little tired, but I'm breathing hard, my heart rate's up. So I crank out those weights, the heavy weights, resistance training again. And then sometimes I call it there. Sometimes I go out for another run for half a mile or a mile. But that's not superficial, though. Don't think of it that way. Because if you look great from working out, that's a benefit. And I'll tell you, women will take good looking above all other aspects of men. You know, they'll marry a guy that's got money because he's going to make her life easier. But she'll want to be physically with a guy that's really good looking or has muscles or is a combination of both. So in that way, it may be superficial, but do it for yourself, okay? And then you say, butting up against the eventuality that most men are not happy and end up alone anyways. Okay, so you say end up alone, but I'm not ending up alone. I'm choosing to be alone. It's how you're framing the thought of it. You know, and I'm not going to say you're wrong, but you're thinking the way that most guys think, which is, oh man, I'm going to end up alone. But instead, you've got to wrap your mind up. I get to be alone. I don't need anyone else. And as far as the not happy, I don't know about you, but I'm happier being alone, doing whatever I want, whenever I want, however I want, and I get to spend my money the way I want. I do everything that I've ever wanted in life at all times. I don't ever have to sacrifice for anyone or anything. So once you kind of get your mind around that it's not an eventuality that most men are not happy and end up alone, that it's, you know, once, I think what it is you haven't had it to realize what you're missing. And so by thinking you're missing out, you don't feel happy and you feel like you're going to end up alone. But here's the thing, I'll tell you something. So if you go and look up, go get yourself a flashlight. And when I say that, I mean FLESH, light, all one word, flashlight, okay? And you put a little lube on that thing and off you go. And what you're going to find is that is 95% the same feelings that you'd get from being with a woman. However, when you're done and you clean it up and you put it on the bathtub rim or the shower rim and you leave that room, you don't have to worry about someone complaining. You don't have to worry about someone saying, hey, let's go out for dinner at this fancy restaurant where you'll spend $150. You don't have somebody that wants to move in and redecorate your house. You get your time. And then with your time, if you're feeling alone and you need companionship, that's where you get a dog, you get a cat, you get more friends, you join a group of people that are doing a hobby that you enjoy. Like for me, that's motorcycle riding. So I go motorcycle riding with friends, or at least I used to until I started working on the bus all the time. And so once or twice a week, I go riding with friends, have coffee, maybe stop at a bar on the way home, and maybe have one because you don't want to drink more than that when you're driving a motorcycle, and get a bite to eat, and you're out with friends. That's how you fill up your loneliness. You don't fill up that with women, because if you're lonely and you add a woman to that, it's kind of like having a deep cut and you have dirt and pebbles and stuff inside of that. And as it heals, it's going to heal all inside the wound. Does that make sense? So like if you have a cut and you get dirt or rocks in it, and then it scabs over and then it heals inside that old wound, you've got dirt and rocks. Well, what happens if you need to remove, or those dirt and rocks kind of get violently removed? It's going to tear you right back open again. And that's the way I always think of trying to heal yourself with someone else in your life, is that they're part of the Band-Aid. And when it gets ripped off because they decide to leave or go away or cheat or whatever, you're going to be left wounded again. And that will never work for you. You have to be whole and happy and not lonely and not worried about anything. You have to be great with your life the way it is. Then if someone comes along and they dig your lifestyle and they want to be part of that, then you're okay to maybe casually date and get lucky a little bit if that's your concern. But when you're not feeling it at your best, it's a bad time to go out there looking, because women can sense that you're not happy. Women can sense that you're a little desperate. They can sense that, and they will go the other way, or they'll friend zone you very quickly. All right, let me keep reading on here. So he says, so that's my current conundrum, missing out on the experience of being with women because I haven't recently put a lot of time into bettering myself. As I improve myself, though, bit by bit, I find the realization creep in that I'll end up largely exactly where I am now. Wanting to be with someone who stimulates me and that can make my life better as much as I would hers in a perfect scenario, and that being nothing more than a fantasy. All right, let me stop you there. Okay, so my current conundrum, missing out on experience being with women because I haven't recently, but I've been put a lot of time into myself. As I improve myself, the realization that I end up largely exactly where I am now. Okay, so let's say where you are now is unhappy, or at least wanting someone else in your life, which means that you're not liking being alone. All right, you work out and you become buff. That's not going to change anything. You save more money and you have a better portfolio and you're invested for your retirement and you have a job you love. That's not going to improve your life, really. I mean, it will, but not in the way you're talking about. So yeah, you're going to be exactly where you are now. The only way to improve where you are now is your mindset. You know, if you think, sit back and you say, you know what, I jumped on a dating app and no one matched with me. There must be something wrong with me. I went out to a pub or a coffee shop and I said hello to a nice couple of decent looking women and they kind of blew me off. And, you know, so I must not be very attractive, or I must not be very interesting. But you know something, those women might be married, they might have boyfriends, they might have been thinking about work, they might have just been there after a breakup getting a cup of coffee. We know how it is on the dating apps. They want the only the top 10% get messages, and only those top 10% out of those, they only end up going out with 0.4%. Now, it doesn't mean that the guys, that a lot of guys don't get lucky, but if you're in that 10%, you might get passed over because she happened to find another 10%er before you. So it's really easy to put all these problems on yourself and say there's something wrong with you. You know, the way you speak now, imagine if I said, you know what, I'm only 5'7". I got a little bit of a belly right now because I haven't been working out as much as I want to. I'm bald, so I have to shave my head. I've got gray whiskers in my beard. I wear glasses if my contacts aren't any good. I'm building an old ratty bus. I don't even have a nice home. Do you see how awful your life can sound? You see what a sad sack I sound? But then when I take the opposite attitude of, hey, you know what, at 5'7", I fit on motorcycles great. I can drive any sports car and I'm not crammed in there. I can sleep on any bed and I've never had my feet hang off. I can be on any airplane and there's plenty of room for my legs. With my bald head, I have to run a razor over it every 3 or 4 days. And then I never have to mess with my hair. And when I ride my motorcycle, my hair doesn't get messed up because I don't have any. You know, you can kind of twist things. And with the bus, I can drive anywhere in the United States and live anywhere I want to in North and South America. So I can be in Alaska during the summer, and I can be down in Texas during the winter. What a great advantage. I love this life. It's the same life. I'm the same person, but it's how you're viewing it. So what you need to look at and say, hey, and yes, you haven't experienced that, but it's not the physicality, I think, that you sound like you're missing out on. No, you haven't had it. But it's not the physicality you're missing out on. It's you're not okay with you yet. You're not happy with yourself yet. You're not feeling like you're in a good place. So what you need to do is to have a little bit of self-love. Now, working out will help with that, and it increases testosterone, which will help your mental health. It'll give you a little bit more aggression, a little bit more standing up for yourself. Make sure you, on every box of any food that you buy, you make sure it avoids soy, soy oil, soy milk, soy products. It has estrogen in there, and you don't want that in your food. Eat natural products. Get on a really strict, healthy diet, and then really work out, and start seeing the way that people will look at you differently. That will help increase your feelings about yourself. Make sure financially you're in a good place. Get friends, get hobbies, fill your life with everything but a woman. And eventually when you do that and you get to a good place where you're happy and you say, I'd like a girlfriend, it'd be fun to have one, but I don't need one. And I'm okay. In some ways it's better to not have one. When that's where your mindset is, that's where you'll be okay to maybe try to go out and date somebody, because then you're a whole person. You know, two people that say, oh, you know, I'm looking for someone to complete me. It doesn't work like that. You have to be complete on your own. Only then can you find someone to be an addition to your life. Also, that way, when they break up with you or they cheat on you or you decide they're nuts and you want to leave or break up or whatever, you're not losing a part of you. You're just subtracting the addition. So now you're back to a whole person. I hope that makes sense for you. So, Jay, I would say this. I'll read the last sentence here and then I'll wrap up the thoughts here. It says, I'm interested in what your thoughts are might be on how to approach things, since you're one of the guys that's had his fun, as it were. I really liked your idea that men should consider ourselves the prize. Exactly right. Exactly right. I think that's largely the case with a man that has his stuff together, which I'm working on, but I digress. Even those guys, it seems, are walking away. If there's only a stick and no carrot, why even continue to plod along after a certain point? Well, what's the carrot for you? If the carrot for you is a woman, is fooling around with a woman, is having a girlfriend, well, what happens when she breaks up and leaves you? The carrot is removed. And if this is how you feel at 35 or 45 or 55, if that's your carrot, then there is no point to plod along. You know, you've got the wrong mind frame. What's my carrot? My carrot is my hobbies. It's my family. It's my dog. It's working on a bus. It's travel. It's riding motorcycle. It's my passions. You have to find a hobby. You have to find something you're passionate about. You have to find work that you enjoy. You have to find good friends. And then your carrot, you know, sometimes when I'm having a bad day, my carrot is I got to get up and work out. So I work out. And then after that, it's what's my carrot? My carrot might be an awesome breakfast that I cook for myself. So start simple. Start with the simple carrots. What makes your day enjoyable? Do what's right for you. What makes you happy? But it's got to be what makes you happy, and it can't rely on anyone else in the world. Once you do that, then start making that carrot a little bigger. Where do I see myself this year? Do I want to gain 5 pounds, 10 pounds of muscle, lose a little fat? Do I want to find my dream job? Do I want to get a raise? Whatever it is, that's your carrot, is life itself. You know, the expression, there's life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Why do they label it that? Why didn't he just say, well, it's life, liberty, and happiness? Happiness is a moving target. It doesn't just sit there. You know, you can look at, man, I really want this graphics card, or I really want this new car, I really want whatever. And then you get it. I'll use a phone, for example. Oh, I really want the new iPhone. And then you get it, and after you own it for 3 months, you're not even thinking about it anymore because you already have it. So it's not a goal anymore. Now that you have that phone, are you any happier than you were before? Of course not. But it was the desire for it. It was the working for it. It was the planning for it. It was the researching for it. It was the desire for it that made you happy. So make your carrot always moving. Happiness is always moving. You'll never be, I'm happy all the time. It just doesn't exist for anyone. But where you want to be is, I'm good. I'm in a good place. And then search for your next thing that's going to be your happiness. That's your carrot. And that's what you're going to go after. And when you start putting those things in your life, you're going to find yourself a whole, healthy, good individual. Then maybe worry about, you know, going out with the ladies. But don't worry about it now. You're not in a good headspace for it. You've got to be good on your own. And lastly, again, go find a flashlight, FLESHLIGHT. You know, they're $80, or at least last I looked, they're $80. I got one. Hell, I don't always mess with it. Sometimes Rosie and her five friends are plenty enough to seal the deal. But you know, with one of those things, if you really want to know what it is that you're missing out on, that's it. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below. And the best thing you can do, as always, to support me is like, comment, and share. That will get more of my videos out in the algorithm, and more people will see it. And maybe we can help even more guys out there find their way through life. Guys, I'll leave it there. This has been a Bachelor. I'm Joker. And remember, no one ever can make you happy if you're not happy with yourself first.
Thank you.